Here in the Mid-South, my name is Macon LaFoe. I work for Bayer Crop Science as a regional cotton agronomist there in the Mid-South. And the new variety for the Mid-South and the Southeast is going to be Fibermax 1740 Bolgar 2 Flex Cotton. Just the background characteristics of 1740 Bolgar 2 Flex. It does have the Bolgar 2 technology for worm protection for Monsanto, as well as the Roundup Ready Flex trait for herbicide. Just a little bit of characteristic information for 1740 Bolgar 2 Flex. It has a characteristic of having a large seed size, as most Fibermax varieties typically do. The growth habit of 1740, however, is a medium type, bushy type variety. Doesn't get a lot of aggressive growth. It's not as compact as some previous Fibermax varieties that we've released in the Mid-South and Southeast, as you'll see in some phenotypic data I'll show here in a minute. Maturity-wise, fits around a mid-maturity, looking across all environmental conditions. Mid-maturity is where this variety is going to fit. In its response to growth regulator-wise, I take the similar approach of looking at Stoneville 4554 with 1740. It reacts to growth regulators. It doesn't need a lot, just in excessive moisture areas. So you can manage this variety typically the same way you would manage that of a Stoneville 4554. When you get to talking about large bowl size, Fibermax varieties typically show that large bowl type. 1740's got that characteristic as well. An open bowl type is something that I've considered with 1740, and looking at it across locations, it's got a better appearance in the field than some previous varieties of Fibermax released in the Mid-South. It's got a cleaner pickability than some previous varieties as well. And as far as fiber quality is concerned, once again, we meet the Fibermax, certified Fibermax requirements, as our breeding program puts on releasing fiber quality in our varieties. This relative maturity chart right here from left to right, early to late, I consistently like to use Delta Pine 444 as the early maturity variety, and then Delta Pine 555 as the full. Now, this is a relative maturity chart across different environmental conditions. So one way or another, 1740 may be a couple days earlier, maybe a couple days later. But overall, you can expect 1740 to fit in that mid-maturing category, a little touch earlier than 960 BR, if you're familiar with that variety. But it is about a 5 to 7 days consistently later than that of Fibermax 9063, which we commercially have released here in the Mid-South. Cotton performance data that I will, all the data that we've used, that I've used in this presentation, comes from the official variety trials. Any breeder locations, and that will be that of the Mid-South and the one in Sellers, South Carolina, and any agronomic trial locations where we have head-to-head comparisons. Looking at the first phenotypic data of the node of the first fruiting branch, looking at this slide, you'll be able to see that 1740 on a consistent basis will fruit a node, about a node lower down the plant than that of the commercial 143 or Fibermax 9063 and the Delta Pine 117. What to expect for total nodes at harvest? 1740 is comparable to that of Delta Pine 143 and that of 117. We do have a little advantage over our Fibermax 9063, with total nodes being about 1 to 2 nodes more in growth than that of Fibermax 9063. Looking at the total plant height of 1740 versus 9063, we get a little bump in that plant height that I think we need here in the Mid-South and in the Southeast area. It's comparable to Delta Pine 143, but that of Delta Pine 117 is a little touch taller than that of 1740. Getting into a little yield data here in the Mid-South. This is across 14 locations. As you note, as you see the OVTs, we only had Missouri and Tennessee. These are the only two OVT sites that this variety was placed in due to limited seed quantities and things of that nature, and the cap trial data. But these are all head-to-head comparisons. And looking at 1740, especially versus Fibromax 9063 in the Mid-South, we see a large increase in yield there and a slight increase over the Delta Pine 117 and the Delta Pine 143 in the Mid-South locations. Taking a look over in the southeast area. Now, this data is all breeder data. We did not have any entries of 1740 in official variety trials. So head-to-head comparisons, we used the six locations from Sellers, South Carolina, which three were in Georgia, and the others were in North Carolina and South Carolina. Taking a look at 1740 and its large increase over Fibromax 9063, as well as the commercial varieties of Delta Pine 143, and 117. Now moving into an average across the Mid-South and the Southeast regions with 1740, there's a couple of things I really wanted to highlight about this variety. And really the main thing that sticks out in my mind is the lint percent increase over the 9063. And consistently you see that 2 to 2.5 percent points and lint percent increase over 9063, which gives us that bump in yield that we're looking for a new mid-maturing variety in the Mid-South. As far as the fiber quality is concerned, staple length, we're a little slightly less than that of 9063, which is not to discount 1740, because 9063 has been a superb variety as far as fiber quality across the U.S. The strength is there as well, as far as the uniformity there as well, too. Now, just to summarize this information, I got a couple highlight points that I'd like you to remember about 1740. And number one is the new Fibromax germplasm from the Mid-South. This is the first variety with new germplasm that come out of the Mid-South breeding location. The bowl type is another big advantage that I feel as far as the appearance in the field and its ability to pick cleaner off the stalk. Management-wise, there's not a lot of aggressive management you need for this variety. It's real easy to manage in the field on a day-to-day basis. The maturity of this variety fits real well for growers looking for a mix in their maturity scheme going into the 08 growing season. And, you know, we got a lot of early varieties, a lot of excellent early to mid varieties. We need a good mid-maturing variety, and I feel like 1740 B2 Flex would be that. There in the Mid-South as well. Yield-wise, looking across both locations, it's increased yield over our current commercial Fibromax 9063, which we sell. That is our primary Bogard 2 Flex in the Mid-South, so that's a big advantage there as well. And then the fiber quality. Once again, I just want to reiterate that it does meet our certified Fibromax requirements for having excellent fiber quality. But with that, I just want to thank you for your participation.